thank you, Lord, for your great love. Lord, you shed your blood. You purchased our salvation. You purchased our healing. We thank you for it this morning. And to know you in the power of your resurrection. Thank you, Lord, this morning that you placed in our hands and into our hearts this message sent to us by your prophet. We love you and thank you for it, Lord. And our expectations, we're just sitting on the edge of our seat, waiting, Lord, to hear from you this morning, Lord, to minister to each one of us, Lord, to walk up and down these aisles, Lord, and to speak to us and minister to the things that we have need of. Thank you, Lord. Create in us a clean heart. Create us in a faith, Lord, a perfect faith. Lord, to change us from the inside out, Lord, to get ready to go home and take a walk like Enoch did. Lord, we love you this morning. Be with each one of us, Lord, as we stand in your presence with bowed hearts. Lord, we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, these requests that's been written down, Lord, that's on this pulpit, Lord, you know each one of them, Lord. Lord, and we thank you for meeting and answering every one of them, Lord. We commit them to you. Each hand that's raised, each family represented here, be with your bride around the world. Lord, this message is going forward around the world, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. Lord, help us to receive it today. Grant it, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you and love you. God bless you. Let's sing this little song. Just let's sing this again.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Every hour, through this pilgrim life. the Lord brought you out?
Amen.
What? How many happy the Lord brought you out?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
I didn't know about it the first time.
Amen.
But let's sing anyhow.
Amen.
I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. And I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out.
Amen.
And I've been happy since the Lord brought me out.
And
Stirs your heart in a different way. He speaks to you different things, but
I've been seeing how the Lord has been telling us, bringing that bride together, uniting us, and show love for one another. He's doing something to us. Children, He is. We know it.
Amen.
Our hearts are bubbling within us. Wake up in the morning, I can just think about Him. Go to bed at night, I'm thinking about Him. I'm driving around in my car, we're thinking about Him. How wonderful. We thank You for it.
Hallelujah.
But I was praying what message to play. And I listened a couple more, and the Lord kind of just kept moving me back to this message I heard this morning. So I did. I played on, put on the tape. I was listening. I started walking around. I was praying. You know how it is when the Lord just, that's it. That's it.
Amen.
It just spoke to my heart. It's like, oh Lord, so thankful. I'm so thankful, Lord. And I just want to say, because I know the enemy's land, he's always after us. I just felt to tell you this. And when I'm listening to tape, Brother Branham starts talking. There's many places on tape where Brother Branham talks about myself, my sisters. But he talks about me on this tape.
Hallelujah.
Lord knows my heart.
Yes.
I did not pick this set for that reason, brothers and sisters. I'll stand before the Lord one day. When I heard it, man, the enemy said, you can't do that. You can't play that. Don't play that. No, you can't play that. You can't do that. Like, Lord, I want to do what You want. Even if it takes the hide off me, whatever.
Yes, Lord.
I know many places He says what a mean little boy I was. But I just want you to know what the business is. I just love you. I believe this word.
Amen.
And I just pray God bless you today as we hear the word. And it stirs your heart.
Yes.
Because He's going to speak to us today. That pillar of fire.
Yes. Amen.
Is going to come. And it's here right now. Reveal to our hearts the mysteries of the Word.
Yes.
So let's just sing that national anthem as we welcome Brother Branham to come to the pulpit and bring us the words of eternal life.
Yes,
for Him to come and bring us this great end time message. We'll be hearing having a conference that was preached June the 8th, 1960 in Chautauqua, and we know here in Jeffersonville, Indiana this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It's a privilege to have Brother Branham come and bring us the word of life. God bless you, Brother Branham.
Be seated.